This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Influenced, the podcast that will get inside your mind, or at least make you think that it has. We've got guests, but a lot of podcasts have guests. My guests think they're here to plug something, but little do they know, from the moment they walk in, I'm playing games with their minds.
How did you do that?
I'm in control.
How?
What?
Get out of my head!
See, I love mind games. I'm a mentalist. What my guests don't know is that they're being influenced the entire time. I mean, even if it is in the podcast title.
Are you ready?
Oh my God.
Watch. I'm just messing with you.
Oh no, I can't.
Can you imagine?
Are you going to explain or?
Oh my God. How?
Feel weirded out?
Very.
We're just getting started, trust me.
I wrote it down and I've held on to this the whole time.
Yeah.
So you can't have seen it?
Because you don't really know what's about to happen.
I have no idea.
How?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
I'm Joel M, and our guest today is Nina Nesbitt. But before Nina comes in, I'm going to let you into a little secret. At the end of this episode, I'm going to ask Nina for a song lyric, but from a song nobody has heard yet, because it's one of her songs that hasn't been released. I know what I want her to say, and my plan will be for her to use a lyric that includes the words sense, hurt, and respect. And if not respect, then the word expect will do. Oh, and to prove I'm not tricking you all, I'll play this message to Nina at the end of the show. For now, guard your mind and welcome to Influenced.
Nina Nesbitt, hello.
Hello.
Listen, thank you so much for coming into the studio today. We're going to warm up because you don't really know what's about to happen.
I have no idea.
We're going to warm you up and then we're going to have a little chat. But before we do, I want to get to know you.
Okay.
On a level that nobody else has got to know you.
Right, okay.
So for the people watching, you may have heard of the game Two Truths and a Lie. You've heard of this game, Nina?
I have.
Okay, not two lies and a truth as I thought it was right before we recorded the thing and was corrected. But Two Truths and a Lie.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Are you up for this?
I'm going to try. I'm it's really a lot of bad pressure. At lying, but...
I don't believe a word of it. You wear your heart in your sleeve?
I do, yeah.
Mm. Well, the name of the show is Influenced. So again, Welcome to Influenced. We're going to do this two ways. I'll either be taking something out of your head or trying to put something in.
Okay.
So there has to be something there first for me to pull out. So I'm going to ask you right now, and you can take all the time you need, to focus on two truths and a lie. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can give them to me in any order you like.
Okay.
You can deliberately try and throw me off by pretending to lie on one or tell the truth, but I'm just going to try and read your tells. So help me out a little bit. Put your hands on the table. That's going to make this easier for me. Oh, God, the stress.
Oh, God.
take a drink of water. It's okay.
Guys, right. Drink of water.
And if this messes up, on the first episode, I'm just going to retire at like 25 years old.
Right, so. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, go.
I once almost joined a cult in Oregon.
You once almost joined a cult in Oregon. Okay, detailed. Yeah. Okay, that'll do. I'll pass on that one for a second. I think I think that's probably true. Okay, go for the
that
next
could
one.
Be that vibe.
I don't know, but you could be a better liar and she's maybe saying she's a bad liar to start. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay,
I never trust.
Number two is that when I was a kid, I wanted to be a bartender.
When you were a kid, you wanted to be a bartender? Okay. I'll ask you
like
some questions.
Four.
Okay, so you're overselling that one a little bit. Okay,
yeah.
give me the last one, and then I'm going to ask you questions because I'm not sure, for real.
The last one was I competed in the Winter Olympics in the skeleton.
Ooh, okay. That one feels detailed enough to be true. Okay, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
This is where people give it away, by the way. So Before you respond, you can take a second because most people go bah! And they panic. So okay. I'm gonna ask you a couple of questions. First, could you just give me the first one again about the cult? It was you nearly joined a cult in
Oregon. Yeah.
I'm just gonna go. I actually weirdly believe that's true. And the little smile comes. That's true, isn't it?
It's true.
It's true. Tell me about. Okay, God, we need the story about that.
So
what happened there?
I was on tour in America and we had a day off and I really wanted to go to a spa with my manager, and I mean we're better. We'd literally been like on a bus the whole time, so we googled spa in Oregon where we were staying in the middle of nowhere, and this place came up and we called an Uber to it. It looked really nice, like really kind of earthy and
earthy
Yeah,
that like, screams cult.
Just cool. So anyway, we called an Uber, and the Uber was like, we can take you to the edge of the town, but we can't go in and we can't get you. So if you go, there's no coming back.
Oh, God.
And I was a bit like, don't know about this, but really want to go to a spa, so fuck it, like, just drop us off.
Absolutely, yeah.
If we could meet you there, like, afterwards at the same drop-off.
I love how desperately you wanted to go to the spa.
I just need
you
a spa.
Not care.
I don't care. Like, I don't care if I'm not coming back from it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we agreed, like, in 3 hours he'd be there in that spot, and we went to the spa. It was in someone's back garden. Everyone there, like... like, they hadn't washed their hair. It was, like, down at their feet. They had no shoes on. Like, it was so cool. It was so hippie. I felt like I'd gone back.
You felt like you belonged.
I felt like I belonged. it was in someone's back garden. Had a great time.
Did you sing?
I didn't sing.
No. You got off lucky.
It was my day off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't want to. So you're like that. It's a bit like me. If I'm not working, I don't really like to do magic and stuff.
No.
You won't just do it for fun in your downtime?
I'd write, but...
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I was just needed a spa.
I can't fault you for that. Maybe I'll go get a spa after this, but I'm not gonna make your mistake.
But you
didn't join the cult, so it's okay.
I declined.
You declined. Yeah. Well, that's good. Okay, so I know that's true, which leads us to two more.
Yeah.
Tell me one more time about the bartender.
I wanted to be a bartender when I was a kid. I just thought it was a cool job.
I think it's like the least detailed, which is why it's possibly the last. Okay, give me the last one.
I was in the Winter Olympics in 2012. In the skeleton.
Okay, this is easy. I've asked her again about the Winter Olympics, and this time she's given me more information and said it was in 2012. Now, I know nothing about the Olympics, but even I know there was a Summer Olympics in 2012 in London, and I think it would be insane to put a Winter Olympics and a Summer Olympics in the same year. But if she thinks I've just read her mind, even better.
One more time?
I was in the Winter Olympics in 2012. In
and
the skeleton.
Were you really?
That's
a big fib. You weren't in the Winter Olympics.
No,
I think you actually
wasn't.
You
weren't.
Yeah. Yes, okay. That's one for me. Welcome to Influence, guys. This is my job. Can you imagine I got that wrong? So you weren't in the Winter Olympics, but you really did want to be a bartender.
I did, yeah.
What drew you to that?
Do you know why it was? And I think it actually weirdly goes with my life now. I couldn't see over the bar, and I was just intrigued to like what was behind it.
Ah,
I think it's like stage. It's the same thing. Like I didn't know what was... Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So if life had gone a different way, Nina Nesbitt could have been serving cocktails.
I could have. The nursery called my parents to say we're concerned that this is her aspiration at such a young age.
Like, that, it is strange, isn't it?
To be so interested in alcohol. So, yeah.
Are you you're still interested in alcohol? What would be your drink of choice?
Probably a dark spiced rum.
A dark spiced rum. Okay, watch this. Are you ready?
Oh my God.
Watch. I'm just messing with you.
Oh
no,
my
I can't.
God.
I can't. Can you imagine? The rest of the show is going to be a big disappointment now,
that.
Isn't it? That would be good. No, we're not allowed to. Otherwise, of course, I would.
Right,
but you know, last time I turned water into wine, some people weren't very happy. You know?
Right, yeah.
That took out some complaints. It wasn't good. It wasn't
right.
Good. If I could really do that, I'd just sit and do it all day.
God, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
It would be a great
Save
thing.
Save a lot of money.
Oh, very briefly, complete BS about the Winter Olympics. Because often when people think of a lie, there's some sort of truth in it somewhere. Is there any truth there or no?
Actually, I was training for the Commonwealth Games in gymnastics.
There you go.
But I didn't get into the team. So my fantasy of the Winter Olympics was the next best thing.
So you're multi-talented. You can do... Can you still... I'm not going to make you, don't worry, but can you still do any gymnastics?
No.
Oh, you've lost
Absolutely
it.
Absolutely not. It's gone, yeah.
Are you just saying that because you don't want to do a handstand?
I think I would actually break my back.
Yeah, that would be me. I don't even try.
Yeah. Basically, I was training all the time when I was like 13, 14. And then I found out about boys and alcohol.
Gotcha.
And I was like, I just want to like go to parties on the weekends. I don't want to be in the gym.
No.
To have my little phase. And then, because we start young in Scotland.
Oh, you do. You really, really do.
Yeah. Down the parks, all that. and then, yeah, discovered music and became obsessed with Taylor Swift, basically. And that's how I became
can understand
a musician.
That we all have a little bit of Taylor here somewhere.
Yeah.
So how did you start? Because I know you play some instruments, one of which is the flute, which I did not know about you.
Yes.
Can you play it well?
No, terrible.
So that's not going to be in the new album.
The only reason I play the flute is because at school to study music, you had to take two instruments. I don't know if you had the same thing.
No way. Because yeah. There were people that studied, I studied music in school as well, and there were people that couldn't play any instruments, they could just sing.
Oh, really?
Questionably.
So singing was one.
Singing was one, but yeah. They didn't have to do a second, no. Ah. That's what I wanted to play the clarinet for whatever reason.
Right, yeah.
I think because I knew if I could play clarinet, I could play saxophone. And saxophone's
love
cool.
Saxophone, yeah.
Never happened because my fingers were too small to cover the little holes on the clarinet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm still salty about that. Mr. I forget his name, who didn't let me. You know who you are. But would you say is your main instrument, like your favourite?
I think piano.
Yeah.
I love piano.
It's the best instrument.
I like guitar, but it hurts my hands.
Yeah.
My skin's very soft.
Ukulele's better then.
I hate ukuleles.
Oh, God, sorry about
no,
that.
No, it's really like, I really passionately hate them.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
I've touched on Nina Nesbitt's biggest fear. Why
I
do
don't
you hate
know
ukuleles?
Why. Don't know where it's from. Don't know why it's such a thing, but I just passionately hate them.
Yeah, it can be really annoying, to be fair.
It reminds me of the person at a party at like 2 a.m. that goes, let me sing some songs. And I don't know why, it just really grates on me.
At least it's easy to play, though. You can't really play it badly. You can play the guitar really badly.
You can, and I have. I think it was more the songwriting. Like, I loved writing poems.
Mm.
And then I put that to music when I was like 10, maybe.
Okay.
And then that is how the songwriting started. The singing was basically just like a vessel for the songs.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get you.
And I never really wanted to be a singer, but as I got older, I kind of developed my own style and whatever, and yeah.
Are there any songs you've written for other people that you then wish you had kept for yourself?
People ask me this all the time, you know. No.
Really?
Because I would never give them away. Like, I'm quite, like, I just know when it's not for me.
Yeah, no, I get you.
Either I think, oh, my voice doesn't quite sit on it, or they're the person for it.
Yeah.
Or I've written it with them and it's their story.
Mm.
But I had a song in, is it Vampire Diaries? Don't know if you ever watched it.
I never watched it,
but it was a song called The Hardest Part, and it was a while ago. It just did quite well off the back of it. Mm. So I was like, oh, that was obviously...
Yeah, I mean, people who like Vampire Diaries, they're like crazy fans, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously not me, guys, you know, of course. Not me. No,
I feel like I need to go and watch it now.
So did you not watch it because you weren't interested in it, or because you didn't want to hear your own song back in it? Because I do that. I don't watch my own things back. It freaks me out too much.
Basically, this is another story. With Love Island, I was like, not into reality TV, I don't watch it.
Mm.
Then my song was in it, and the same thing, obviously, the people that watch Love Island are hardcore fans.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, watch it back, I want to hear my song in it. And then I got hooked, and that was it.
You watched it?
That was it.
Was it this season? Or
no, like 4 seasons ago. And
I would have watched that
I'm
one
like
as well.
I'm like an avid fan, yeah.
Was that like the Bowens and all that lot? Or was it Chris and Kem and all that lot?
Yeah.
Yes, that was a good
that
season.
Was a good season.
God, we'll get away from Love Island. As fun as it is, that
okay.
we'll definitely get some Love Island.
Got down a rabbit hole.
No, listen, we're going to, in a minute, we're actually going to play another game. I'm just going to warn you about that in advance so you can be thinking about it. It's called 20 Questions. I'm going to try and guess your answer to a question by asking no more than 20 questions. It's that simple. We've got 3 categories of questions for you to pick from. A, the name of your first pet. B, the name of the first person you slept with. Nobody goes for B. And C, the last person you texted. So, Nina, which one are you going to choose?
First pet.
Your first pet.
Yeah.
You're going to think of what that pet is.
Yeah.
You can think of the name if you like, or just what the animal is. You don't have to tell me.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you some questions, but here's the catch, right? Because if it's just yes and no, I eventually would just get it. You get to choose whether you tell me the truth or tell me a lie. So
okay.
I could ask you, is it a dog? And you can say yes or no,
okay.
Whether it's a dog or not, right?
Right, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, yeah.
All right. I have 20 questions. We're going to get right to that after a quick ad break.
Did you win a BAFTA?
You also won a BAFTA. I'm Tabzi.
I'm Haider, and welcome to our brand new podcast called The World
According to Tabzi and Haider. Come on, I got the Tabzi first before the Haider.
You try to copy man in there. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to be here every week talking about our world, your world, and the world around us.
You are one man that I love and hate so much. You know how to annoy me so well.
Who would be your number one guest to have sat right here?
Peter Jones or Deborah Meaden.
Well, you don't rate Theo Pathetus.
I do. Theo Pathetus, I do rate him.
So make sure you join us every week where we have big guests, big topics, but no big zoo.
Yeah, come on.
Just me and Tabzi.
The World According to Tabzi and Ida. Crowd Podcast.
Why are you so aggressive, bro?
But I'm trying, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to just do it.
Okay, Nina, it's time to go. You ready? I should just say before we start, because we did just do an ad break, during that time, I did not just get you to tell me what it is you thought.
No, you didn't.
At this point, you really have no idea what's about to happen.
No, I don't.
And there's no way I could know what this is. Fair? No,
fair.
You bet your life on that?
Bet my life on it.
I didn't pay you £20 before we started.
No.
It was £30. It was £30. Okay. Okay, relax.
Relaxing.
And you're going to think of, we're doing the name of your first pet.
Yes.
The name or the animal, what do you want me to guess?
Both for a bonus point.
Ooh, both for a bonus. What do I win if I get it right?
Free tickets to a gig.
Come on. Well, I mean, that's to the Coldplay ones or to your own show?
To my own.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah. That's better. We love Coldplay, but we want to see. And we'll talk about more with that in a minute. But right, okay, focus.
Okay,
ready?
Focused.
I will just tell you straight up, your tell is your hands. So just, and most people who play an instrument or like magicians, that is what they fidget with. So try and relax. And I like the way you already kind of know that you're hiding your hands under the table.
Yeah.
I will say, now I've told you that, you're probably going to give it away in your face.
Right, okay.
Energy in the body has to go somewhere, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not stressing you out way too much. I'm sorry. Okay, first question. You ready?
Right.
Tell the lie or tell the truth. I don't mind.
Okay.
Is this a dog?
No.
Is this a dog?
No.
Is this a cat?
No.
Is this a reptile?
Yes.
Ooh, okay. Is this a reptile?
Yes.
No, it's not. Okay. Is this a hamster?
Yeah.
Is this a rabbit?
Yeah.
Ooh, that one fell a little. Oh, and the little smile confirms it. Okay, say nothing. Is this a gerbil?
Yeah.
Is this a rabbit?
Yeah.
Is this a, yeah, it's a rabbit. Okay, so we're looking for, you can tell the truth now for real. Was it a rabbit, Nina?
Yeah, it was a rabbit.
Okay, that's good. So now I will say that's the easy part. So I'll go for the bonus point now. If we don't get it, just remember how good the rabbit part was. And then I'm going to get a hat and pull the rabbit out of the hat.
Oh,
just without making this too sad.
Okay.
This pet is obviously
sad.
Not with us anymore.
Yeah,
how old were you? You can tell the truth. How old were you when you had this pet?
I think 4 or 5.
4 or 5. And did you name the pet yourself?
I did.
Okay. I might struggle with this. One more question. Did you have any other pets at the same time?
No.
It was just one pet. It was one rabbit. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, I might get close. I don't know if I'm going to be bang on, so I might not get the bonus point, but you can go back into truth and a lie mode now. Ready? So you can tell me whatever you want. Was this a male rabbit?
No.
Was this a female rabbit?
Yeah.
Okay, can you think of the first letter for me? Try not to give this away in your face, but just look at me. So imagine the letter A is here and the letter Z is right here.
Okay.
I'm going to go through. In your head, just call, not out loud, just call stop when we get to the first letter. A's here.
Yeah.
Okay, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, L, M, L, M, M. Okay, I think it's an M.
M, yeah.
M, okay. You're harder to read than I think. Can I see your hands for a second?
Yeah,
okay?
I'm fiddling about my rings.
Before we started this, so Nina actually, she wanted to write down the two truths and a lie.
Yeah.
That was your call, by the way, I want to say, just because some people think we might set something up. That was you decided to do that. You said you never write anymore, you type.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine there's like a computer here in front of us?
Yeah.
And imagine just typing the word, but don't move your fingers. Keep them still.
Okay, this is quite obvious what I'm doing here. I watched Nina's reactions as to when I go through the alphabet. Okay, now she's pretending to type. I can see what she is typing, and I think it ends in a Y. So I'm going to have a guess here.
I can see where you went for the... does it end in a Y?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Okay, relax. I'm not gonna get bang on, but I'm gonna get close. You can relax your hands.
Okay.
It's something like either like Minty or Misty or Mitzi, something like that.
What was it? Mindy.
Oh, I'm taking
that. So close.
Did I get a half bonus point?
Yeah.
Come on, I'm gonna take a high five. That was good.
That's crazy.
Oh, Nina, that the stress there for me
for a second.
God. Well, you have successfully completed 20
questions. It's a very weird name, to be fair, for a rabbit.
It is a weird name for a rabbit. Right, okay, we can reminisce for a little bit.
Mindy.
Miss Mindy.
I think I had like a pram for one of my dolls, and I used to put Mindy down the bottom of it.
Oh God help.
Oh,
cute little thing.
Honestly,
I would really,
really
like
overweight.
A rabbit. Oh, but that means they're happy.
Yeah, I know.
Until the end, in which case they're not.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad as a twisted thing.
I think she
thing.
Died peacefully and happily.
Well, that's the main thing. So the other thing, you're an animal person.
Yes.
You love singing. I heard you're into astrology.
Quite into it, yeah.
Can I try read your star sign?
Yeah.
Okay, give me your hand.
What one?
Your right hand. You write with your right hand, yeah?
No, I'm left-handed.
Oh, you're like me, you're lefty.
Lefty,
oh,
yeah.
Look, so we're children of the devil, that's what they call it. Oh, you're Cancer. I looked that. I looked that up online. I'm just kidding. I didn't know. Not mine, really. No, I. Yeah, but you were born in what? What year were you born?
1994.
So you would be year of the dog, I think.
I don't know, actually.
Look that up. I think that's right. I might be wrong. You get sources can check.
Okay.
I'm not even. I think I'm Leo. I'm August.
The what?
August the 14th.
You're bang on, Leo.
Do you want to sing happy birthday to me? You don't have to do that.
No.
No.
Do you know what?
Nobody has yet.
Happy birthday is one of the hardest songs to sing.
Really? Do you have to do that at like shows when there's people with a birthday there? Do you ever do that?
I think I've done it a few times, but I've kind of got the crowd to sing it.
Mm.
You know, mask the fact that there's a wide range.
Yeah, that is the problem with that song, isn't it? Is people just start on different notes.
Picking a key.
Mm.
Yeah. I think it was written by a school teacher in America back in the day, and then it just caught on. She basically didn't get any of the money for it. Like, there was a whole program on this. Yeah,
poor thing.
It was a good documentary.
God, yeah, that's a documentary I never thought I'd hear about ever in my life. The one I always wondered, do you get many people wanting to do like proposals and shows?
I had one in Brighton. I was so nervous the whole gig.
Mm.
Like, I don't really get nervous for gigs, but I was just so, I was like, this is literally a moment they're going to remember for the rest of their life. Don't fuck it up.
What if the girl says no as well?
I know.
That's bad press. That would hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt ticket sales.
I don't. that's a lot of pressure.
God, yeah, that is a lot of pressure. You almost have to respect it in a way.
You have to be sure.
You were probably more nervous than the guy.
Huh?
You were probably more nervous than the guy.
I honestly was so nervous because I was like, this just has to be perfect.
He must have sensed that she was going to say yes.
Yeah.
How do you even orchestrate though? Do they just come out on the stage and do it or what?
Yeah, so I can't even remember. I think it was on one song and then he came out and then, yeah, oh, it was so dramatic. But I got really emotional. I get really emotional with things like that as well.
Yeah. So the rest of the gig would have been intense.
Yeah, I was just like crying away at myself.
Oh God, have you? You're very sweet.
It was very sweet.
Yeah, I don't, like, how... Did the guy just come up to you before the show and like
he worked at the local radio station
when I went in.
He asked me. But also I'm always a bit like, I think I'm the least likely person. My music's so depressing. I'm like, why have you chosen my gig? It's all like heartbreak songs.
Yeah, but
it doesn't bode well.
Do you know what though? After that, everything would feel so much more emotional. Like the gig would be amazing.
Yeah, it was emotional.
I'd say it probably was.
Yeah.
God, yeah, I don't think I could do that in a big public setting if I was proposing. God, there'd be way too, there's enough stress already. Like,
there's a lot of stress.
There really is.
I feel bad for you.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, could you see people doing these crazy ones with like flash mobs and stuff, people dancing?
Yeah.
And like sometimes the people do say no. If that happened to me, someone proposed to me with a flash mob, you would just have to say yes. Like, you can't say no to that.
Yeah, it's almost a bit trapping in a way, isn't it?
It is a little bit, yeah. So if you're at home and you're thinking of doing that, Nina and I have agreed, don't do it. It is cruel.
Don't do it.
And don't show up to one of Nina's gigs and ask her to do it. Yeah, don't do that. It's a lot of pressure though, I get it.
Do you know what? I love it. I'd love to be part of something like that. But yeah.
Yeah.
I sung at my friend's first dance and I felt sick the whole wedding because I was so nervous.
Do you get a lot of people asking you to do that now?
Now that my friends are hitting that age of getting married, yeah, I think I'm singing at 3 weddings.
Oh, God bless you. That's kind. Do you like being asked to do it?
Yeah.
So it's really... yeah.
No, I do. If it's good friends.
It depends how they ask too, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a few where people were like, hey, Joel, we'd love you to come to the wedding as a guest. And I'm like, I haven't spoken to you in a while. And they go, and bring your cards. And I go,
I know.
I don't know. But yeah, you're very sweet. I imagine you do it.
I'd prefer if it was earlier on in the day. Otherwise, I'd have to limit my drinks.
Yeah,
fair. Do you know what I mean?
A lot of weddings I've gone to recently, like they kind of suck for the most part. Unless
the
entertainment is really good. We've been to a few bad ones, God, I hope. We went to 2 good ones recently as well, just people are watching. But like, it is a long day though, isn't it?
It's a long day.
Long day.
Long
like,
day.
All people really care about is food and entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it.
The food's the big thing for me. Like, I actually eat before I go to a wedding because I just don't trust there's going to be enough food.
No, and you're just waiting for it all day long, aren't you?
Yeah.
Basically, weddings is people just waiting around to be fed.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it is really, isn't it?
Well, bless you for singing at weddings. That's a lot of stress.
It is.
It's a high-impact job you're doing as well.
It is.
Would you say you're more nervous doing things like that than actual big shows?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because you said you don't really get nervous for gigs.
No, I feel quite calm. Like, I've done it so many times.
Hmm.
But see, when it's something that, like, I don't know, I imagine my first dance and I'm like, oh my God, I'll remember that. Like, that is a key moment. So it's like, yeah. Oh no, like, what if I...
Oh, it's a lot. It's a lot of pressure, your yeah. first dance. Oh, would you want to get married anytime soon? Is that...
I don't know.
Just see how it goes.
Maybe.
Because I imagine you're very busy, I'm sure.
I just think it doesn't really change your relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Or at least it probably shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one day, I just think I don't know what I want. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to just elope on a beach or I don't know if I want a big party.
Yeah, join a cult.
Maybe I'll join a cult. There's so many options.
Over the last couple of minutes, I've dropped in the words hurt, respect and sense a few times. I even slipped in an intense because it sounds a little bit like sense.
That would hurt. You almost have to respect it in a way. But the rest of the gig would have been intense.
So what's like a typical day in the day of Nina? What would be like a dream day? And then you can tell me what your days are actually like.
A dream day? Oh, what a dream day be. To be honest, probably just the day in the studio.
Mm.
Just writing
mm-hmm.
with other people, like just having a laugh, get some good takeaway in. Yeah.
Mm. What's the best takeaway?
I like writing in London because there's so many options. Like, love a Vietnamese.
Oh, yeah.
Love Thai, like anything with a bit of a kick to it.
But now we've said it, he might
make it appear.
I could, but like every time I do that, when I snap my fingers, it takes money out of my bank account.
Right.
It's okay, a bit
yeah.
like in, are you a Harry Potter fan?
Yeah.
Someone brought that up. They're like, how are people rich and poor in Harry Potter? Like, that makes no sense. They're magic. And yeah. apparently, whenever you cast a magic spell that makes you get something, it takes it out of Gringotts Bank. How
really?
Mind-blowing is that? Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a lot
that
of plot
makes
holes.
Sense though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. What would be a dream, if you could write for any show or movie or anything, what would yeah. you want to write for?
Oh, that's a tough question.
It is. You didn't expect that, did you?
No.
Stop you.
Do you know what? I've never seen this, but I love the soundtrack. Euphoria.
I don't think I've even heard the soundtrack for Euphoria.
Labyrinth did a lot of it. It's kind of like, it reminds me of what Skins was.
Gotcha.
When I was younger.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. There you go. You never know.
That
it's
one.
Out there in the universe.
I need to watch it.
Yeah, you probably should. That would be important. Yeah. Interesting. So going back, you said you don't get nervous for gigs.
Not
anymore.
Really, no.
Did you used to when you were starting?
Oh my God, yeah. I used to get stage fright. I used to run off early and stuff. Do you know when you stand, I don't know if you've ever had it, when you stand on stage and it's like your legs go numb, like they feel, or you like get out your body and
I
just
used to get it
out.
In my hands really badly.
Yeah.
I think because I knew that's what I had to use maybe to do all the tricks and stuff.
Yeah.
I never really got like knees knocking.
Yeah.
I used to get like teeth chattering though.
Yeah. The trembling.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's freezing in here and then I'm like, no, I'm just having a mild panic attack.
Yeah, you're excited now to do it. It's not a problem.
It feels good. I will say after lockdown and stuff, getting back to it was weird.
Yeah.
Because it'd been so long and then I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I used to just walk out in front of all these people.
Yeah, no problem.
But yeah, when I do it, like now I've done it a few times.
You're back at it. Yeah, I don't know about you. I actually find sometimes the smaller gigs scarier than the really big ones.
Yeah, 100%.
Maybe you're just more seen or something. I don't know. Like I remember back in the early days, I did a show, God help me, and only 7 people showed up for it. And that was like the most nervous I've ever been ever.
Yeah.
It's pretty awkward as well. You can't like do like an entrance on a getaway. You're just sort of there. Whereas you probably, past a certain number, you probably find this. It doesn't really matter how many people there are. It's just sort of...
Your
you
brain can't quite compute it all, I think.
Yeah.
Whereas when it's, so few. But then I feel like it must be difficult for you because you are literally the show, aren't you? Whereas with me, I can just, if it's really bad, just play the music. And
well, yeah, it's why I feel sorry for stand-up comedians.
Oh my God,
that would be really, really scary because I guess you and I, if we had to, can sort of hide behind the material a little bit. Whereas those guys just go out and they're like, here I am. Yeah, that's
freaky. I don't know how people do that.
Magic. No one knows what's meant to happen.
Yeah,
so if
that's
you mess
true.
Up, you can kind of just change it. But if you're playing and something goes wrong, people probably notice.
Yeah. Forget the words.
I'm sure
often.
That never. Do you really?
Do you know what though? I think it's fine. Like I don't really care if I mess up.
But they're your songs.
Well, it's just you're coming to a live gig. People are coming to see a live performance.
Yeah.
That will include mistakes.
I mean, everybody still has a good time. Nobody gets hurt. What do people expect?
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes you're at gigs and it's like so perfect that you feel like you may as well just turn the CD on.
Exactly. Or
no
watch it online.
I do often forget where the tricks are going sometimes. And I'm like, I definitely made this trick up. I don't know what's happening.
Do you ever perform and like you're just not really quite there? Like, do you ever go into autopilot?
I do. And the second that happens, I change my show.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't ever want to. Like, I've seen some performers and they're not there.
They're not there, yeah.
And the show could be amazing, but I feel if they're not there, then it sort of sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you feel like you're present when you're at the gigs?
I think, majority of the time. But when it's a really long tour, sometimes my body and, like, my voice is doing it, but then in my head I'm thinking what I'm having for dinner after. Like, I'm just it's really strange. It's like when you drive a car, so that, at that point I'm like, right, I need to throw in a new song or something.
I totally get you, and I don't think people realize that, like, you're a human being too, and you have loads of stuff going on. Like, do you find, I don't know if you've ever had it where, maybe because life can be hard sometimes, have you ever had to go out and do a show when something really terrible has happened right before you've walked on?
Yeah, probably.
That really, that's like the worst part of the job, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, but then I like that because you can, like, get into your feelings. Like,
Yeah, I can't really do that with making a rabbit out of a hat.
Yeah.
Get out of there. Oh, I'm so angry.
Okay, cue the creepy music. I've specifically got into emotions here with Nina, and I want her to think particularly about hurt and pain. And I think you guys will know why, but shh, don't tell Nina.
Yeah, music, suppose, do you then, in terms of writing, do you find that you're better at it when something like that has maybe happened or something's bothering you or you're
feeling? Yeah.
Because I'd say it's probably hard to write if everything's just kind of grand and okay.
Yeah, 100%. Mm. I think, I used to think, oh, I had to be single or, like, unhappy to actually write songs.
Mm.
But now I'm like, no, you could definitely, like, you know, look at various areas of your life.
Yeah.
But definitely when there's some sort of drama going on.
Helps.
The song's coming out.
But which brings me on to your new album, which at the time of recording this is out, Elskar.
Elskar.
I mean, so why that title? What's that?
So it's basically, my last album was two sentences.
Okay.
The sun will come up, the seasons will change.
Mm-hmm.
And the label were like, can you not have a sentence next time? And I was also like, I can't be doing that again.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to pick one word.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I then decided to pick a word in a foreign language that no one knew how to pronounce.
Is it Swedish?
It's Swedish for love.
Yes.
I'm half Swedish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was kind of inspired by making a lot of the album over there. And it's also the theme of the album.
And is your mum is Swedish?
Yes.
Right. And I heard over lockdown you tried to learn a little bit of Swedish.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I mean, I knew a bit already, but I really wanted to get, I mean, maybe not fluent, but I wanted to get in a place where I could speak to my friends in Swedish.
Totally, totally.
So I did Duolingo, and then I went over there and I was like, yeah, I'm Swedish, I'm ready for the conversations.
How'd that go?
And everyone told me I sounded like a robot. So I don't know if it's the lack of Swedish or the fact that I've been copying Duolingo, which is a robot.
Gotcha, gotcha. Oh, so, there's time, you can still learn. So that's where the name came from, though.
Yes.
And it means...
to love. It means so to it's love. Like the verb of love.
God, well, there you go, which is fitting for where you're at right now. Well, are you excited for people to hear it? Because they can now if they'd like to.
Yes, yeah, it's out now. And there's lots of... It's kind of just full of stories. Lots of different stories about love, whether it's romantic, friendship, family, whatever.
Oh, I love it. Well, I hope everybody watching, of course, goes, listens, shares it out there. Which actually leads me on to do one last thing with you before we wrap up, Nina.
Okay.
You've been fantastic, but I feel like we need to try something to do with music, right? Because it's your life.
Yes.
And we've talked so much about you writing songs. You have an album that's out now.
Yes.
Which at the point of listening, people can go listen.
Mm-hmm.
All the lyrics that are personal to you. What I want to try now is talk about lyrics that never made it to the album, right?
Okay, yeah.
I'm sure your head's full of random stuff all the time if you're writing. What I want you to do, and you can take a second to do this to get it locked into your head, is I'm going to ask you to think of a lyric, if you can, really bold in your head, that has never actually been on an album or been on a song, one that you think is good, but has just never quite made it yet. And you can take it, and you have it bold in your head.
Yeah.
You have it, okay.
Yeah.
You can change it if you like, but if you have it bold, that's good because it'll make it a bit easier for me.
Okay.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Good, okay. Right, I'm going to have you focus on this almost. I think I'm going to do this a bit differently with you. If you look at me for just a second.
Yeah.
Remember earlier we did the letters like this? I think you think in pictures probably a little bit more necessary than letters for this type of thing. So if you can't, it might be difficult. Can you get some sort of image in your head to do with this, or is that difficult? If it's difficult, we can do the words.
It's Not very visual.
That's all I wanted to know. I just, that was me trying to figure something out to see how I tricked you into telling me that. Okay, I'm not going to try and guess what it is, but you have something, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what? I think this is a little bit different. I'm going to try this differently. Do you remember, and the people watching at home, they heard something at the start of the episode that you haven't actually heard yet. And placing a gamble on this, could you tell me what was the lyric that you came up with?
I've been trying to make some sense of why you hurt me like you do, but I guess I can't expect me from you.
Okay, one more time. It's beautiful, but one more time so I get all the...
I've been trying to make some sense of why you hurt me like you do, but I guess I can't expect me from you.
Okay, that's perfect. More perfect than you could possibly realise. the people listening and watching right now are going to be smiling ear to ear because we've actually done better today than I was hoping.
Okay.
You may remember when you came into the studio, before we did anything, I actually nipped out and I recorded a little something and I showed you that I recorded a voice message.
Yes.
And that's the intro to the show. I didn't play it to you just yet, but I'm going to play it to you right now.
Oh my God, okay.
There's no way that I could have known that that was going to be the lyric, right?
No, I literally wrote it last week and it's not released, so...
Okay, yeah. That's beautiful. So I'm going to make sure I don't cheat or use some sort of weird thing. I'm going to go through here to my... This is voice memos, you can see.
Yeah.
And this was, again, before we recorded the show, you can see. I even told you what voice recording it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And you can see it's the top one we recorded.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this. You don't even have headphones on. I'm going to turn it up full volume and I want you to listen very carefully. Bearing in mind, this was recorded before you even thought of, okay. Do you want to hit play?
Our guest today is Nina Nesbitt. But before Nina comes in, I'm going to let you into a little secret. At the end of this episode, I'm going to ask Nina for a song lyric, but from a song nobody has heard yet, because it's one of her songs that hasn't been released. I know what I want her to say, and my plan will be for her to use a lyric that includes the words sense, hurt, and respect. And if not respect, then the word expect will do. Oh, and to prove I'm not tricking you all, I'll play this message to Nina at the end of the show.
There we go.
What?
I think you get like a little nugget. Oh, thank you. Don't leave me hanging.
How did you do that?
Very, very well. You did it, not me. You did it. Nina, you've been an absolute superstar.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
People are reading me.
Oh, God. Yeah, I think so. We got to be careful.
God.
Yeah. Nina, listen, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Everyone watching, please do go stream the album, share it with your friends. I know some of my friends are really big fans, so we'll do a little listening party. It's going to be lots of fun. But it was so lovely to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
You're going on tour.
Yes.
And we want people to show up.
Yes.
I'm going to
come along.
Come along. So give us the details. Where can they find out more?
UK and Europe, November, December.
Thrill.
I can't remember all the dates off the top of my head. You might be able to extract them.
It's all good. I'm sure we'll put something on the screen or we'll leave a link or something.
Yeah.
But I'll be there.
Great. See you there.
And I'll teach you a trick when I see you there.
Okay, yeah.
Right, Nina Nesbitt, it's been an absolute thrill to have you on.
Thank you.
This has been Influenced. And until next time, watch your thoughts because you never know who might be listening.
Here's what's coming up on next week's episode.
I'm not boasting about this, but some fans wanted some pictures, you know, selfies.
Lie. It's a lie.
Yeah. Already, that wasn't even part of it. Yeah. You couldn't believe that. Who would want a
it's
picture
incredible.
Of you?
Yeah.
So we're taking these selfies and there's a guy at the side of the room and he's trying to get through this because I'm blocking up the pathway to the door and he gets his coat and he says, look, do you mind if I just duck under? And no one's even acknowledging this person. And that was Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr.
No way.
So they were all getting selfies with me and didn't know Iron Man was standing there. And then his mate was there watching this, and that was Jude Law.
Oh, no.
If you want another podcast to listen to, why not try out a compelling new audio drama from Crowd Stories called Eliza? Eliza's a robot, but her story is very human. She exists in a world of dominance, manipulation, and love, all set in a future that's far too close for comfort. It's fiction, or is it? Just search for Eliza. And remember, be careful of your thoughts, because you never know who might be listening.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.